Hey guys, what's going on? Just hopped on for another recording. Man, let's see. Let's talk about my workouts. You know, I'm going to talk about cruising, but I'm also trying to live a healthier lifestyle now. Doing a lot of working out, eating healthy, and just going to give you a quick glimpse as to the type of workouts I'm doing. And listen, you can check me out on Facebook. My name is Waylon, W-A-Y-L-O-N. Last name is Ledet, L-E-D-E-T. I usually post my workouts once I'm done or sometimes right before I do them. I took some before pictures. I'm not doing afters until June, July, probably about the end of August. So I want to get a good representation of what I'm doing. You know, I've gotten out of shape over the years, and I'm a bit heavier than what I was when I was in the military. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to improve my strength first, because I enjoy CrossFitting. So, you know, many of you don't know what CrossFit is, go look it up. It is a great exercise to get in shape and lose weight. My issue is that I've lost a lot of strength because I haven't worked out in a long time. So I'm kind of doing a strength training, bodybuilding kind of thing right now. I do mix in cardio, abs, and like one or two CrossFit Metcons during the week. So what my week is consisting of is I'll start it on Sunday. So Sunday is usually a rest day for me. But it could be an active rest day. I can go do a CrossFit workout. I can go for a long walk. I can go for a jog, a run. Anything that just I want to do. I'm not going to count it towards the actual exercise during the week. It's just going to be an active rest day. I can do nothing. I can stay in bed if I want all day. So That's just how my Sundays are going to go. Mondays, I start out with the overhead military press, standing with a barbell. And what I do is the first exercise on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. I start out with what's called a Windler 531 program. And it's just an easy way of slowly gaining strength. So it's going to be over a long period of time, not short. And the way it works is the Windler does its 4 weeks. It's a percentage based off of your one rep max. I would suggest just looking up Windler 531. You can find different programs online for it. And I think the first week's like your workout weight is at 65%, 75%, and 85% of your one rep max. And it's a 5-5-3 program where an example would be, I'm going to do 5 reps at, say, 90 pounds. Then I'll do 5 reps at 100 pounds. Then I'll do 3 reps at 115. So that's kind of just the warm-up. Now we're going to jump into it. Now it's going to be 5 sets of 120, 5 sets. Reps. 5 reps at 130. Then it's going to be 5 plus at 140. Now the 5 plus, that last one means that you at least want to get 5 reps, but you want to do as many as you can. You're almost testing your one rep max at a certain weight. So that'd be like a week one example. And that's based off of a certain weight for a one rep max. So you'd have to figure out your own. And I just go online and look, and you can find different calculators and different like layout programs for it. And I'm trying to look on my paper right now. So yeah, that's the overhead press and like the 5-3-1. So how I ended it with a 5 plus. So week 2, you would go 5 reps, 3 reps, 3 reps, 3 reps, 3 reps, 3 plus reps. And then, you know, so on. So it's going to be a week of 5, a week of 3, a week of 1, like 1 rep. And they suggest at the end of, it suggests on week 4, it's a deload where you're going to lower your weights like 30-40%, kind of like an active recovery. Or they suggest you can actually start another cycle 3 weeks. So what I'm doing is I'm going to do the first 3 weeks. And then the next 3 weeks what I'll do is add 5 pounds to my total body, upper body weight. Like, say my max on a bench press was, like, let's just say 150. So then the next 3 weeks, I'm going to say it's 155 and calculate my percentages from there. You know, same with all the exercises that I'm about to go through. The main exercises are the overhead military press with a barbell standing, a deadlift, flat bench press with a barbell, and the squat with a barbell. Those are the four main exercises. So my Mondays are going to start off with the overhead press with the Winter program. So after I do that, then I'm going to move on to bench press, because what I'm doing is on my upper body days, I'm doubling up. I'm going to do the overhead press, Winter program. Then after that, I'm going to jump into kind of more like a bodybuilding program. Since I'm doing bench press on Thursday, I'm going to do it as my second exercise on Monday. That way I can get it twice per week. So my bench press here is going to be 5 sets of 10 to 12 repetitions. And I want to get 10 to 12 repetitions, okay? If I cannot get 10, then I need to lower the weight. If I can do 15, I need to increase the weight. So you gotta find your weight to work with there. After the bench press, I'm going to move on to an upright row with a barbell. Kind of a, not wide grip, but not narrow grip, kind of in the middle. And again, it's going to be 5 sets of 10 to 12 repetitions. Again, you're going to have to find that weight that's good for you. And after that, we're going to do, give me 1 second, I'm looking something up on my computer. After that is going to be the barbell curl. And why is my computer not working? Always have problems with this thing. It's going to be the barbell curl. So we're going to do that barbell curl. Now here's where it's going to get a little different. The first 2 sets are going to be in the 5 to 8 repetition range, which means I want to go heavy. I want to get a barbell curl heavy. I want 5 to 8. Look, if I got to throw that weight up, I'm going to throw it up, but I'm going to get that good eccentric phase, that good negative phase. So 2 sets of 5 to 8. After that, we're going to lower the weights. Then we're going to do 3 sets of 15 to 20 repetitions. And we're going to work it. We're going to flood that muscle with blood. We're going to get a good pump going. Okay? After we do that, then we're going to do 3 sets of 21s. If you don't know what 21s are, just look them up. It's easy. You can grab a barbell, easy bar, straight bar. You can grab dumbbells, whatever. You're going to start at the bottom position. You're going to do 7 halfway up. Then you're going to do the next 7 from halfway to all the way up. Then you're going to do 7 full range motion. So we're going to do 3 sets. That's the Monday workout at the gym. Now, on top of this, usually I'm doing that in the afternoon, evening time, depending on what my work hours are. In the morning, I'm going to be starting a sprinting program. Well, I could say sprint / long runs, long ruck march kind of deal. On Monday, I'm going to be doing a sprint program I found online. And I think it was under teamnation.com I found it. And what it is you get, it's a treadmill work, or you can do it outside. You got to convert it. So we're going to go on a treadmill. We're going to walk at a decent pace for 5 minutes, just a light warm up. This is going to be the morning workout as sprints and abs. We're going to 5 minute warm up, just walking. Then we're going to set that belt for a sprint. And what I did the other day was, so I know that I can feel comfortable on a treadmill at about 9 and 9.5 speed. So whatever I feel comfortable with, you set it, and I'll step off, put my feet to the side of the treadmill, step off. So set it at, say, 9. And what I'm going to do is then I'm going to jump on. I'm going to sprint for 20 seconds. I'm going to rest for 10 seconds. That's the first cycle. So we're going to do 6 of those. But the times are going to change. So the second one is going to be 10-second sprint, 20-second rest. Then a 15-second sprint, 15-second rest. 20-second sprint, 10-second rest. 10-second sprint, 10-second rest. 10-second sprint, then it says 50-second rest. But what I'm doing right there is I'm actually resting for about 2 minutes, maybe three, because on the website I found, it said, you know, that's all you do, you're done. It, I found that I can still go after that. So what I did another round of it. Same concept. I rested about 2-3 minutes and I started it over. I do it twice. And then after that, I'll set the incline at about a 6.5. The speed between 2.5, 2.7. And I'll walk at an incline for 10 minutes. Once those 10 minutes are up, I put it flat at a 2.5 and just walk for 5 minutes, just like a little cool down, and I'm done. After I'm done with the sprints, I go on to do abdominal work, and abdominal work is just anything you can find, okay? I looked on Google, found I searched for boxer's ab workout, and oh my God, it killed me. Boxers do a lot for abs. I couldn't even make it through halfway of what I found. But just go online and find something, or just go do crunches, go do sit-ups, go do leg lifts, go do whatever. Just do some abs. Okay, so that's pretty much a Monday for me. That's Monday's workout. Tuesday, you know, my weightlifting, which is going to take place in the evening times. Tuesday starts out with a deadlift. The Windler 5-3-1 program with a deadlift. After the deadlift, we're going to move on to squats. Because remember I said, now I'm going to be working these things back-to-back like this. Because I'm trying to get each one twice a week. But on the second exercise, it's a bodybuilder exercise. So on the squat, again, it's 5 sets of 10 to 12 reps. You've got to find that weight that works for you. Then after the squats, we're going to do hip bridges, hip thrusts, whatever you want to call them. I find that if you have a partner, it's easy because they can help you. Like, you'll see people putting the bar across their lap, but I find it easier to use actual plates, like a 45-pound plate, have a partner put it on your lap for you, and then you can do your bridges like that. Or you can have a partner with the help you with the barbell. So have a partner. It's always good to work out with a partner. So the hip bridges, we're going to do 5 sets, 10 to 12 reps again. And then we're just going to do 2 exercises for the calves. The first one's going to be a seated calf raise. Now, I work out in my garage gym to do the main weightlifting portions. So what I'll do is I'll sit on my bench and I'll put a barbell across my legs with some kind of mat to protect my legs and just add some weights on it. So what you want to do is 2 sets of 50 repetitions. So you got to find a good weight for you. Look, if you got to break that first setup, say you can only do 20 each time, do 20, take you a couple second break, do 20 more, take you a couple second break, but you're going to get 50 and that's one set. You're going to do 2 sets of 50. Your second exercise after that is going to be a reverse calf raise, where you're going to find a plate or piece of wood or something. You're going to put your toes or your front of your feet on top of that, so your toes are raised and your heels are on the ground, and you're going to raise from that position. I'm sorry, I'm explaining it wrong. That's the wrong one. That's the regular one. Reverse is you're going to put your heels on a weight or piece of wood. I'm sorry about that, folks. So put your heels on it, and what you're going to do is raise from your heels. You're going to raise your toes up. You're raising, you're doing an opposite of a calf raise. So you're raising up. It's going to work a different portion of your calf muscle. Okay. So that's it for Tuesday's weightlifting. And also on in the morning, like I said, I'm doing these sprints. And I think what I'm doing is breaking it up. On a Tuesday, I'm going to do long steady state. So I'm going to go run 1 mile, 2 miles, something like that. Long steady state. I'm going to jog. Something like that. Along with some ab work, and that's in the morning. So Wednesday, on Wednesdays, I'm going to try to do CrossFit in the morning, some type of CrossFit workout. You can go on CrossFit.com. They have different workouts. I have a WOD generator, a workout of the day generator, so I can just whatever I feel like doing that day, I'm going to do. Pick a WOD and do it in the morning. In the afternoon, I'm going to go to the gym and work on back and biceps. And a little bit of calf again. I'm gonna work the crap out of my calves. So I want some good, nice calves. But we're gonna start off with some chin-ups. Palms facing you, just chin-ups. We're gonna knock out like six sets of as many as we can each time. I'm gonna hop on the little machine that assists you with the weights so that we can knock them out. After that, move on to the cable rows. Here we're gonna do your first two sets at 5 to 8 reps. So we're gonna go heavy, heavy, heavy. Three sets at 15 to 20 reps, and we're gonna light it up, work it out. And that's it for the back that day. Then we're gonna move on to the biceps where, you know what, I'm sorry, let's take that back. On the cable row, we're gonna do five sets of 10 to 12 because I forgot it's bodybuilding. So it's only five sets of 10 to 12. Not the 5 to 8, just five sets of 10 to 12. Get that kind of bodybuilding, we get the blood pumping, we get that hypertrophy of the muscle. On cable curls, we're gonna do next, but we're gonna do it with a rope. And I'll put my thumbs, I don't grab the rope, I'm gonna put my thumbs on top of the ball that's at the end of the rope and curl like that. First two sets of 5 to 8 reps, heavy, heavy, heavy. Then the next three sets are 15 to 20 reps. So we're gonna get that blood pumping in the biceps. After that is spider curls. If you don't know what a spider curl is, just look it up online. It's very easy to do. Again, first two sets, 5 to 8 reps, gonna be heavy, heavy, heavy. The next three sets are gonna be 15 to 20 reps. We're gonna get that blood pumping in there. And then we're gonna end it off with some calf presses. You can do these like a regular standing calf press with a barbell. You can do them on an incline leg press machine. I go to Planet Fitness in my hometown, and they have a calf press machine that you just sit on and press with your calves. We're gonna do that, and we're also gonna do two sets, 5 to 8, heavy, and then three sets of 15 to 20. Thursday, again in the morning, we're gonna do sprint work and abs. In the evening time, we're gonna start off with the bench press, the Windler 531 program to build strength. Then we're gonna move on to overhead press. Overhead press, I usually, you want probably start out at about 40% of your one rep max here. On the second exercise of the weightlifting portion during the week, maybe start out at about 40% of your one rep max of that particular exercise. And you just, if you need to increase it, you can increase it. If you need to decrease it, you can decrease it. So here we're going to go overhead press, and it's going to be five sets, 10 to 12 reps. After that, we go to decline bench press. Again, it's going to be five sets, 10 to 12 repetitions. After that, we're going to now do a tricep exercise. We're going to do close grip bench press. Two sets, 5 to 8 reps. So we're going to go heavy. Then three sets of 15 to 20 reps. We're going to burn it out. Once that's over with, we're going to move on to dips. Now, I have bad shoulders, so I can't do like a regular dip where like your hands are parallel and you're going down with the two bars. I have an apparatus where I put my hands behind my back and I put my feet up on like a bench or something, and I'm doing dips behind my back. That it seems to be the best dip I can do. I can't do a regular form dip because something's wrong with my shoulders, and I'm trying to strengthen them up right now. It's like the rotator cuff muscles are very weak. So what I do is hand behind my back on an app. I think it's called the rack. Get on that. I put my feet up and I dip. Like I said, it's going to be three sets of as many as possible. And again, in the morning that day, I'm going to be doing sprints and abs. So on Friday morning, I want to do some kind of long, either me a jog, or what I'm thinking of is that I will get a rucksack or a bag with some weights, or a vest with some weights, like 20, at least 20 pounds, and go for a long walk. I'm talking about maybe like 5 miles, 5 mile ruck march or something like that. Something I used to do in the military, along with ab work, of course. But then in the evening, the weightlifting is going to, we're going to start with the squats, the Windler 531 program, building that strength. After that, we're going to go to the deadlift, which is going to be five sets of 10 to 12. You gotta find your weight that works good for you. I would recommend starting about 40-50% of your one rep max and adjusting from there. After that, we will move on to the lunges. You can do barbells, you can do dumbbells, you can do whatever you need. My wife starting out last week, she couldn't even use anything. And then this week she used, 10-pound dumbbells on her shoulders. And I would suggest getting your knee to the ground, because when you get your knee to the ground, you're going to work your gluteus maximus and your hamstring very well. You will feel it. So we're going to do 5 sets. And what I've been doing is just taking 10 steps. So I'll go one way 5 steps, back 5 steps. You know, and if that's not enough, you can increase it. One way 6 steps, back 6 steps. That'd be 12 reps. So, you know, do what you need to do. But do the lunges. I'm doing 5 sets of 10 steps right now. And after that, we're going to do the calves again. We're going to start out with the seated calf raise, 2 sets of 50 reps. And then the reverse calf raise, 3 sets of 15 reps. Saturday morning, we're going to do some type of cardio, okay? I would say depending on how you feel that day. If you're more of a long endurance runner, go to a long endurance run. I'm more of like the sprint type of person. I like to sprint, so I'm going to do another sprint circuit that day. Sprint circuit and abs in the morning. Evening time, we're going to go back. Then we'll go to the gym. We're going to start out with pull-ups. But this time, we're going to do wide grip pull-ups. Last time, we did chin-ups. This time, we're going to do wide grip pull-ups because I want to work a different area. And we're going to do 6 sets of as many as possible again. So after that, then we're going to go to the lat pull-down machine. And we're going to do 5 sets of 10 to 12 reps. More of a bodybuilding type workout. Then we're going to move on to the triceps because we hit triceps on 2 days ago. So we're gonna, remember I said I want to hit these body parts twice per week. So we're going to start with the skull crushers. 2 sets, 5 to 8 reps. First 2 sets are going to be heavy. Then we're going to do 3 sets, 15 to 20 reps. Get that blood pumping in the muscle. After that, we're going to go to the double cable extension, where you just, you get the, like when you do a cable fly, just turn the opposite way, and we're going to extend those cables out for the triceps. Again, we're going to start heavy, 2 sets of 5 to 8 reps. Then we're going to go 3 sets of 15 to 20 reps. Get that blood pumping in the muscle. Then we're going to end it again with that calf press machine, just a regular calf press, calf raise. But we're going to start 2 sets, 5 to 8 reps, make them heavy, and then end it with 3 sets of 15 to 20 reps. And that will complete the week right there. I'm missing something. Oh, that's what I was going to do on this day, on Saturdays. Not the sprint in the morning, but rather another CrossFit workout. Okay, so CrossFit workout on Saturday mornings. So Wednesday morning and Saturday mornings, CrossFit workouts. And nothing too extreme. And when you do the CrossFits, you don't have to do what they tell you to do. You can scale the weight back. You know, if it's telling you to use 125 pounds on a barbell, you don't have to. You can use 95. It doesn't matter. You just get the work done. It's a very good workout. You just figure out what you want to do. And like I said, on Sundays, I count it as a rest day. But if I want to go do something, I can do it. Sometimes I'll even push back my Saturday workout to Sunday. So I'll switch Saturday and Sunday around. Just depends on how I feel. You know, you got to go with how your body feels. Today is Sunday, June 10th. And I didn't work out yesterday. So I'm switching my Saturday and Sunday around. And you can do that anytime you want. Just because yesterday I wasn't feeling it. My joints were kind of hurting because I'm getting older. And I'm weaker, and I'm trying to build up everything now. So, you know, you just do what you got to do. That's an example of the kind of program that I'm running right now. I've only been doing it for this program for 1 week now. I feel great. It made me feel so good after doing this for a week. Previously, for the last 4 weeks, I just started getting back into the gym. I haven't worked out in, I want to say, over 5 years. It's been 4 or 5 years since I've done anything. I have gotten severely overweight. I'm tired of being fat. I'm tired of being out of shape. You know, out of shape is the more important thing. I'm tired of being, because I can get in shape, the weight will go, the weight will just be good. So that's what I'm trying to do right now. That's an example of my workout program that I'm going to be doing for the next 7 weeks. I'm doing 7 weeks of this. Because remember, like I said, on that Windler program, it had you doing, I was doing 3 weeks, then another 3 weeks, and then a deload week. So that seventh week is going to be a deload week where I just lower the weights a little bit. So I'm going to do 7 weeks of this. And hopefully things will change around and I will get healthier. I will get fitter. And I can shed this body fat and look a lot better. Because, be honest, we all just want to look good. So that's it. You know, if you have any questions, comments, hey, please let me know. Maybe I'm doing too much. Maybe I don't know a lot. You know, my background in this is that I do have a bachelor's degree in sports and health science, so I know how to program exercise. I know how to make exercise programs for athletes. The one thing I need to study up on is nutrition. I mean, I know general knowledge of nutrition, and I'm trying to eat better and healthier, but sometimes it's hard. Now, I don't know everything, all your macros and micros, things like that. Just so you don't, if you don't know, your macros are your proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. Your micros are all the other stuff, all the little things, your vitamins, your minerals, things like that. So just trying to keep track of all that. I got a few apps that I kind of use, the Under Armour, what is it called? MyFitnessPals by Under Armour. I got a WOD Generation app and the Under Armour MapMyRun. That's pretty cool. I'm looking at a few other apps to add right now. Also, like a WOD log when I start doing more CrossFit. Just different things. So that's the whole thing. If you got any comments, please let me know what I'm doing wrong. You know, I love to take, you know, constructive criticism, make things better. I do think as we go along, I'm going to change a few exercises here and there. Like maybe in, like just for an example, like the either the rope cable curl or the spider curl, I may toss one of those out and go with a double bicep cable curl. Because you got to figure out what exercises work for you. So these exercises I find work for me, where I can feel that muscle. Like a standard barbell curl. You know, I can do a barbell curl no problem, but I really don't feel it in my muscle that well. But if I go to a cable curl, I can really concentrate. Or if I use a dumbbell curl, like doing dumbbells straight forward, I don't feel it. I have to turn my arm a little bit to make it, make myself feel it. So you gotta find what works for you. So you guys, thanks for listening. I know I'm just rambling on. I just feel like talking. So if y'all enjoyed this, hey, please subscribe, keep listening, and I'll see y'all later.